let's sing it together.
Alexander O'Neill and Sherelle with Saturday Love, even though it's a Wednesday. Welcome to the Food and Drink Show here on Ribble FM. You got me, Lee.
And you got me, Morgan.
Producer Morgan. And, wow, what a first. Another first. We got some new tech at the weekend, and we can now cross live to Big Phil, who's in our sister station, Radio Burnley. Good afternoon, Phil.
Good afternoon, Lee.
How are
coming
we?
From live from Burnley.
From where?
From Burnley.
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 really good, thanks, pal. Now, you are testing some portable kit. Because what we wanted to do was, so the sound quality is not just quite there, but honestly, it is really good. But we're wanting to get out more, aren't we? Go and do some live outside broadcasts and go and visit some foodie outlets. Taste it live. Which I think will be really cool, won't it?
It certainly will, and I'm currently studying Burnley Centre.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, those noise-cancelling mics are brilliant. There's a little bit of tinniness there, but honestly, it's still really, really good, mate. Fantastic.
Can you hear any background or not?
Not at all. Cutting it all out.
I took myself in a bit of a corner as well.
Right. So your task for the next 10 minutes, while Morgs and I just have a quick chat about some other stuff, what task we want to set you is go and have a wander around your classic... kind of like lunch shops.
Some sandwich shops. Some butters.
So, even Morgan's on it now. Butty shops.
Morgan, that can be over in about half an hour.
Yeah, will you go and have a look at sort of like the key sandwich shops, lunch shops, that people, if they're working in offices or shops in Burnley, where they would go for their lunch, and just see what the queues are like, because that should give us a good indication as to which one seems to be the most popular, wouldn't it?
Okay, I know just where to go.
Yeah, I know where. By the way, yeah, as Morgs has quite rightly said, there's not an issue here for testing or tasting. You know that, don't you?
I think there is. Send me out and about, I'm going to test as well.
No, observation only, please, if you don't mind.
Absolutely not.
And if at one instance you mention that Greg's Katsu chicken curry pasty, whatever it's called, that's it, mate, we're done. I'm telling you.
You know the first thing I'm going to buy?
Of all the places, you can't just go to Greg's.
He's not. But if he goes and buys one of those, that is my favourite Greg's pasty, that katsu chicken.
The katsu chicken
Yeah. Right, Phil, off you go. We'll come back to you in a few minutes. In the meantime, we're going to play some music. Got a little bit of Scissor Sisters up next here on the Ribble FM Food and Drink Show.
Like a thick boy out of, and your mama
what have we got for you on today's food and drink show? Morgan's got a little bit of a hot spot. And yeah, your little skills at the weekend.
Ah, yes, I tried something for the very first time, and it went quite well.
Did it?
Yeah.
I've seen the picture.
Yeah.
I agree, quite.
Well, I know.
So today on the Food and Drink Show, we are talking about takeaway tricks, of which we have four for you. What makes a takeaway that you go and get, whether it's from the Chinese, from the Indian, wherever, why can we not create it? We have found you the ingredients or the methods that make it just like the takeaway. Got that coming up. The return of a beloved chocolate bar. Never had one before. We got that coming up. Morgan's little kind of weekend workshop.
Yes, I had a go at something, yeah.
Can we have a little sort of like clue?
Lots of ingredients, putting it all together becomes one thing. There you go.
Yeah, but it looked really hard work. Labour intensive.
It's quite labour intensive, but it's worth it.
Yeah, and then we've got my little workshop this weekend, which you managed to have a sample of as well, didn't you? The recreation of a famous breakfast meal from the Archers. Smashed it. Right, let's cross back over to Phil, who's over in Burnley. Big Phil, whereabouts are you, pal?
So I'm currently just stood outside quite a few little bakery places.
What, near to each other?
No, they're all very close to each other. Can I name them?
Of course you can, yeah, because there are plenty of bakery shops and food outlet shops in Burnley, to mention just a few of them, like...
So on my left,
yeah,
Greg's and a Pound Bakery.
Oh,
on my right, there's an Oddies.
Oh, yeah, but it's not the real Oddies anymore, though, is it?
It's not. It's not what Oddies used to be.
Right, okay.
Behind me, we've got M&S.
Yeah.
In front of me, I'm looking up into Charter Walk, and I know there's a little bakery on there as well, which I'm going to go and have a look at.
Right, okay.
Maybe even a sample. But I do need to do this to you.
Go on.
Yeah,
no, don't, please. Oh, please don't.
He's got one, hasn't he?
He's already been to Greg's, hasn't he?
He's been to Greg's and he's got a katsu chicken bake.
I don't...
So that,
yeah.
A paper bag from Greg's.
Right.
With have a patty in it.
Have you had the katsu curry one before?
I haven't, no. I thought it'd be really appropriate to try it when you've told me not to, live with you.
He's trying it live.
Right, go on, have a taste. Right, so it's just after 1:10. Obviously, Phil absolutely starving at this time of day, because I don't doubt he won't have had anything to eat this morning so far.
Nothing so far.
Munching away, and pray tell me your thoughts. Yeah, okay, yeah. That good, eh?
Yeah, thrilling radio.
Radio 101.
Do you know what?
Yeah?
I don't care if it's good radio. I just know how much this is winding you up.
It is.
And
extremely.
That was.
Please agree.
Good.
Yes. Yes.
Very good.
Yeah. I think they've just nailed it, haven't they?
Hang on, just good?
No. That's what Phil's like, isn't it? You know, Mr. Miserable.
Oh, it's not great, is it? It's a Greg's pasty. Let's not over egg the pudding.
I don't know, you kind of big up a pot noodle here and there, don't you?
Oh, hey, Morgan.
If you know my trick to pot noodles, Morgs, you'd be all over it.
Right, glad you enjoyed that. Get to the next one. We'll come back to you shortly. Right, back to the music here on Rubble FM, Food and Drink Show.
sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
Spring's here full of fresh colours and bright new ideas. Just in time for Ramsbottom Kitchen Company's spring sale. Now with up to 50% off selected kitchens, RKC have been helping people create their dream kitchens for over 30 years. Full of ideas and inspiration, visit our huge showroom, discover the latest colours and styles, and let us bring your new kitchen to life with our free design and planning service. Your dream kitchen? Easy as RKC. Now with up to 50% off, just search Ramsbottom Kitchens.
Hey, have you lost weight?
No, I've just had my bra fitted properly, so everything is right where it should be. Remember, any good outfit starts with the right foundations. If your boobs aren't up where they should be, being supported and making you feel comfortable, then nothing is going to look or feel right. You wouldn't put a size 7 foot in a size 3 shoe now, would you? Perfect Fit by Carol, with more sizes than you can imagine, and fitting so easy. There's no tape measures involved. It's practically magic. You'll wonder why you didn't visit sooner. Visit them on King Street, Clitheroe, or check out their Facebook page. Perfect Fit by Carol, getting you your perfect fit.
Here's a public service announcement on behalf of James Owl Limited.
Hello, I'm James. I want to let you know that if you've had an accident with your vehicle, no matter how big or small, I can help. All it takes is just one call.
We have over 35 years of experience and over 30 manufacturer approvals like Land Rover, Jaguar, BMW, Mercedes and many more, which means your warranty stays intact and so does your no-claims discount if it wasn't your fault, with just one call. We take care of you from day one, dealing with your insurance company, providing you with a replacement vehicle, regular updates, in fact, everything, with just one call. Remember, it's your vehicle, it's your choice. Call 01200 444 555 or visit jamesout.co.uk.
Welcome to Automobili, Blackburn's premier destination for transforming your car into a high-tech haven. With over two decades of expertise, we're not just any car upgrade service. We're your gateway to the future of in-car technology. Our state-of-the-art sound systems will make your every journey a musical masterpiece. And with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, your favorite tunes, maps, and apps are always at your fingertips. Our expertly installed dash cams and trackers offer peace of mind, while our top-of-the-line alarm systems keep your vehicle safe. Secure. Visit us today and elevate your driving experience. Call now on 01254 691 336 or visit autoeulimited.com.
Welcome back to the Food and Drink Show, and time for those takeaway hacks. Now, I have to apologise, Morgs. When you walked in, you said, "Oh my goodness, what have you done to this kitchen?"
Yeah, just a little bit. Just a little bit. There's a bit of mess. It was just a little bit of mess, but it was nothing you couldn't sort.
It was
to you to sort.
It was like an experimental kitchen, wasn't it?
It looked more like something from Breaking Bad.
However, you tasted, you looked at, you decided whether they were wins or losses, didn't you?
I did.
Right,
I did, yeah.
So the first tip I was given was given by a genuine Indian restaurant takeaway. And he gave me this little tip, told me where to get it, and I've been to get it, and you can get it locally. And it was about chicken tikka. Now, when we get chicken tikka, and I'm sure Phil will know this as well, when we get it, it has that lovely pinky red colour.
Yes.
In the past, we've bought the chicken tikka marinade, and marinated chicken in it for like 2 days. And when it comes out, it's still not that colour.
No, it's more of a brown colour, isn't it?
How does visually what something looks like affect the taste?
Massively. They say that you eat with your eyes before you eat with your mouth, don't they? So
the tip I was given, there is a slightly flavoured food colouring, which is red. And my pal said to me, he said, "Lee, almost all the Indian restaurants use this." And I trust Raj, because honestly, he's been making it, well, he's been in town for 30-odd years. So I went to the Cash and Carry, the big one at Blackburn, and there it is on the shelf, this little red tub. And so once the chicken had been marinated in the tikka marinade, I then added literally half a teaspoon of this food colouring.
Is that all it was?
Half a teaspoon.
Wow.
And there were four chicken breasts in there all cut up.
That's quite a bit.
Because you do like thirds.
Yeah.
Fourths. Yeah.
Sometimes.
Anyway, mixed it all in, and then all you do then is just leave it for an hour. Now, once you then start to cook the chicken, I don't know what happens, but it's almost like, it's like something out of Lord of the Rings. You get that noise.
Da, 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 da. From Zelda.
And the colour just renders itself incredible. Absolutely just like a regular chicken tikka. And, well, it's your call, Morgs.
I think it was a win. It added a slight fragrance to it.
Yeah.
Which I think was really nice, but just give it a bit more, I want to say authenticity, but more.
No, but you're right. Because of the colour.
To what we get from the takeaways and from the Indian restaurants.
Yeah.
Whether it's authentic to proper Indian dishes, it may be slightly different, but to what you're used to getting from the takeaways that we're used to, it was as close to that as I've ever had it outside of one of those establishments.
So are we classing that as a shitting?
Yes, that is
a shitting. Or are we classing it as a
just the leaves?
Which one?
Just the leaves. Where does that become relevant? No, it was a win. It was a win.
That was a tiger film. Right, we'll be back shortly after this.
Now this is how it started. My dreams all broken hearted. And I want you, baby. We'll never be the same. Cause you play those cynic games. And yet I want you, boy. They said we were an item. My thoughts I try to hide them. Yet I need you. Do it. I just love the way you do it, and I love you.
was a bit special, wasn't it? That was Pete Tong and the Jules Buckley, the orchestra thing. We've been to that twice, haven't we?
We have, yeah.
Ibiza Classics with Pete Tong.
Yeah, Hill and Pete Tong.
And do you not see that meme last week? He said, will people stop blaming me for everything going wrong?
Fair enough.
Right, let's find out where Big Phil is. Phil, come in. Roger, are you there?
He's such a fool.
Oh, dear me. Roger, come in. Receiving.
Have we got clearance,
Breaker 1-9.
Have we got clearance, Clarence?
What's your vector, Victor?
Right, we're free for all seating. And then round the outside, you've got all your... Yeah?
Mr. Falafel. Pasta blends. K-Up Bap Sushi and Korean food. Granada Cafe. Chukken. Sal's Desserts. Siantai. Rupert's Kitchen. Walk This Way. There's so many places
like
to eat.
Walk This Way.
Walk This Way.
Tell me to walk this way.
Now, will you be staying there for lunch? That's the big question, because we have a favourite there, don't we? He's called Han, isn't he, at the noodle place there. Korean, isn't it, I think, than anything else.
This is the K-Up Bap Sushi and Korean food.
Yeah, really, really good. Brilliant. There. So
today
good.
Today I'm going to try something else.
Oh, go on.
Because I've just seen the salt and pepper chicken that they serve at Walk This Way.
Which? I can't believe that. That's coincidence.
It's almost like we'd scripted it.
The thing is that people will think we might have scripted this.
But we haven't.
We're not organised to do that.
Right. Have you ever tried to replicate salt and pepper dishes at home?
No, he hasn't.
Correct.
How did you know that, Mark? Well,
because he hasn't.
Well then, Morgan.
He's only just started cooking his own pasta.
Right. Most of the methods...
Ribble FM, sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
Thousands of miles together, every early start, every late drive. When your BMW reaches 3 years old, it deserves expert care without the premium price. At Bowker BMW, our competitive service prices offer up to 40% discount on BMWs over 3 years old. Our expert technicians know your BMW inside out, and we only use genuine parts which come with a 2-year warranty. Book today. Search Bowker BMW in Blackburn or Preston.
Get ready to bring a slice of real Italy to your next event with Tuk Tuk Pizza Company, where gourmet meets fun. The finest Neapolitan-style pizzas cooked fresh in our bespoke pizza pods. Imagine the sight of sizzling melted cheese, raised dough, and that telltale aroma of homemade garlic butter. There's nothing like it. No matter what the occasion, Tuk Tuk Pizza Company is your go-to. And here's the twist. Our two chefs don't just cook. They add entertainment and theatre to serving your food, making every slice a performance. Book us now and let us turn your next gathering into a spectacular feast of flavours and fun. Find us on the socials or call 01200 40 73 74. Tuk Tuk Pizza Company.
There's a place at the foot of Pendle Hill where time just slows down. Welcome to the Barley Mow in Barley, a proper country pub filled with crackling log fires, cosy corners, and that warm, familiar feeling the moment you step inside. Settle in for a hearty pub foodie favourite, a perfectly poured pint, and the friendliest welcome in the village. And if you can't bear to leave, stay over in one of our premium ensuite rooms. This weekend, make it the Barley Mow. Comfort, charm, and a seat waiting just for you.
Premier Chadburn Village Store does exactly what it says on the tin. A local convenience store, run by local people, that offers the cheapest 24/7 pay-at-the-pump fuel, comprehensive range of groceries, and we're also a pay zone provider for bill payments and mobile top-ups. Open from 6 a.m. until 9 p.m, we're here when you need us.
Chadburn Village Store, open when you need us most.
Yeah. shivers. I don't wanna see a ghost. It's the sight that I fear most. I'd rather have a piece of toast. Watch the evening news. Life, oh life, oh life, oh life. Do 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 do. Life, oh life, oh life, oh life. Do do do. I'm a superstitious girl. I'm the worst in the world. Never walk under ladders. I keep a rabbit's tail. I'll take you up on a dare. Anytime, anywhere. Name the place, I'll be there. Bungee jumping, I don't care. Life, oh life, oh life, oh life. Do, 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 do. Life, oh life, oh life, oh life. Do, 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 life. Do, 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 do. The only one. Life indeed can be fun if you really want to. Sometimes living out your dreams ain't as easy as it seems. You wanna fly around the world in a beautiful balloon. Life, oh life, oh life, oh life. Do 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 do.
Desiree and live here on Ribble FM 106.7 is the frequency, but also you can get us on the app and streaming from our website. Right, let's, shall we go find out? I'm thinking while we were off air, he's just mullered that full bowl.
Probably.
Phil, still over in Burnley at the food court in Burnley Market Hall. Tell us, Powell, how was it?
Well, I'm still a bit halfway through it, really.
Yeah.
I've gone for the salt and pepper chicken and chips.
Ooh, nice.
Wait, when you say salt and pepper chicken and chips, do you mean salt and pepper chips as well, or are they just regular chips?
Well, everything's dumped on the top of the chips morg, so everything becomes salt and pepper.
Fair enough.
And on my walk back to our little unit in the market,
yes,
I took a little trip past the artisan market. The artisan baker's.
Oh, you didn't. Oh, listen.
I certainly did.
No, 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 no. Listen, if you've got one of them strawberry tarts, I'll be really upset.
How much can you eat?
And again, purely because you know that I want to offend you and upset you, that's exactly what I've gone for.
One of the strawberry tarts. Oh, Morgs. Honestly, the artisan bakers in Burnley Market, right, they do this strawberry tart that is...
You got me one.
Oh, I did, didn't
I? Yeah, I've had them. Yeah, they're amazing.
Yeah, I did. Absolutely stunning. So, salt and pepper then, fairly good. Crunchy.
Very good.
Crispy.
Very good.
Did it have
very crunchy, very crispy.
Did it have
a little spicy?
Sichuan pepper in it.
Yeah, what were you trying to spell earlier? What was that about? Monks can't spell his name, never mind something as complex as Sichuan.
Well, the problem is, it sounds really close to Szechuan, and it's not Szechuan. It's Sichuan, which it's just this peppercorn that just gives salt and pepper that absolute flavour.
It's very, very fragrant.
I tell you what I'd rather have, though, mate, right now, than a strawberry tart.
Go on.
Producer Matthew, DJ Matt, knocked at the door and shoved a packet through the letterbox on Monday. Right? Never had one before. Oh, my God. couldn't. In fact.
Oh my God.
Yeah, absolutely. Nailed it. The white chocolate Lion Bar.
Ooh.
No, not. I didn't even know it existed. But, Morgs, what's the flavour? It doesn't taste like a Lion Bar inside, does it?
No, it's almost like a strawberry or something, or...
I just don't know.
I don't know, I only had one out of the four.
So, if you're looking for a little bit of a sweet treat...
Yeah, you better laugh.
Go. Three. But they're only small. They're only small chocolate bars.
They're a regular chocolate bar.
Come on, boys. Back off a little bit. Give the guy room to expand, will he?
I shouldn't come over. At least that's what I told you. But I'm very sober. And I want you closer. I want your body on mine. Toxic but beautiful lies. Oh, oh. Remind me tomorrow when I'm feeling hollow. That when I get lonely, I shouldn't call you. I want your body on mine. Just lose it. We go right back to that coquella high. Typical habit of mine. Oh.
From Louise Redknapp, or is it just Louise now? I think she's gone back to using a full name. That's called Borderline. Morgan, you had a sharp knife session
yes.
for the weekend.
Yes.
Go for it.
Right. Put me on edge now. I've got to be speedy. We haven't got much time.
On edge.
Yes. Hey, nice. Yes, this weekend I made sushi for the first time. So that involves making some rice, mixing it with the right seasonings, like your rice wine vinegar and a bit of sugar, a bit of salt, getting one of those little bamboo mats out, ready to roll it up.
Oh, that they roll it
in. Your sushi nori, which is the seaweed sheets. So you place it on, you place your sheet on the bamboo thing, you put your rice out and like flatten it out so it's nice and even, then you put your ingredients on the top. So we did like... cucumber, avocado, tofu, caramelized red pepper, all that sort of stuff. Rolled it all up into these nice little
and
rolls.
And puts it into the middle.
Into the middle, yeah. Roll it up, and then the sushi nori, the seaweed, sticks to itself, kind of, if you put a little bit of water on there, and then it holds its shape, and you've got one nice one long roll, and you just slice it up, and you're done. You just dip it in soy sauce and enjoy.
Mm.
It was a lot of faff and making, getting everything ready before you roll it up, but once you've got everything ready, it's all good to go. It was quite fun.
Yeah. Bit labour-intensive.
Like I say, only chopping all your ingredients up into small bits to fit in there, but then once you've got that, it's easy enough.
But worth it.
Worth it 100%.
Worth it!
Stargate. Fresh new.
Over to Phil really quickly over in Burnley.
Live from Burnley.
Phil, overview. Where would you go for lunch? Given all the little shops and given all the places that you visited today, which one would you do?
I'd come back to the markets. I think it's just that being able to have a bit of choice and still sit with everybody. Mm. No one's tied down to a certain menu. I think that makes it more appealing. Yeah. Why have you not got one in Clitheroe?
Listen, honestly, don't give the game away, but that would be my ambition, to open a food court.
We need one, don't we?
In Clitheroe. It would be incredible.
100%, it's the way forward.
It is. It is absolutely the way forward. That is it from us three today on the Food and Drink Show. We'll be back next week. We'll see you then. Phil, thanks ever so much.
Ta-da.
Bye-bye.
the weather forecast, brought to you by Shackleton's Home and Garden, inspiration for every